أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون Sadaqallahul Azim. Today we discuss verse number 118 of Surah Al Imran. In the last two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the disbelievers, that neither their wealth nor their offspring, their children, would be of any avail, warding off the adab and the punishment of Allah ta'ala, and whatever they spend in good spirit, that will not be also of any avail insofar as reward in the hereafter. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect with regards to our interaction with the disbelievers. We must understand that the Yahud had come to Medina many centuries before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrah to Medina Munawwara, in an enthusiasm of finding the last Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so that they may bring Iman in the last Nabi. Be that as it may, over the years they had struck a relationship with the two tribes of Medina, the Aus and the Khazraj, and in between there was a relationship from a tribal point of view and relationships from individual points of view. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara. The Aus and the Khazraj accepted Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst the Yahud persisted in their old ways. After bringing Iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, some of the Aus and the Khazraj continued a relationship with the Yahudi counterparts like they had before. And in this relationship, there was some bosom intimate friendship that they had, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala warns them regarding this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought Iman, La tattakhidu bitanatam min dunikum, do not take besides you confidants. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the word bitana, and it is interesting for us to understand and realize the word that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had used. That we have a garment, and some garments have some lining, and the lining of a garment is known as bitana in Arabic. And it is known as bitana, many of us here, the ulama, speak about zahir and batin. And that is where the word bitana comes from, the word batan, batin, that the inner part of the garment, the lining that touches the body, so it becomes so close to the body that it became known as bitana. So do not take them as such close friends, such intimate relationship, that they become your confidant. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, min dunikum, besides yourselves. In other words, no non-Muslim should be your confidant. Now here, sometimes there is confusion and these questions crop up in our minds. We must understand that one is a social relationship that we will have with others. We discussed this in the earlier part of the surah, that when there is a social relationship with those who are not Muslims, then that should be harmonious. There should be a friendship, it can be cordial. If it is business, it has to be honest. There needs to be truthfulness in that business relationship, and all of that will apply. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the aspect of a political relationship insofar as our political activities are concerned. There is a mix-up in our lives, that sometimes we mix up these verses where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives directives from the political point of view, we want to apply it in our social activities. Just from the social activity point of view, we will find a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person that harms a dhimmi is a non-Muslim, a Yahud Nasara that stays in an Islamic state and pays the jizya. If such a person is harmed by a Muslim, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will become his representative, his plaintiff tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prepared to take the case on behalf of that zimmi against a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. Now that is from a social point of view. So when it comes to the social point of view, there should be a cordial relationship, there should be a harmonious relationship. But when it is from a political point of view, then here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ. Do not bring them in to the political arena insofar as making them your confidants or concern. And we can see that this is an inverse operation, that Muslims have brought them into the political arena, and in the social part of it, we become very, very hostile against them, and we ourselves then become the reasons why they would look at Islam very, very differently, and they become hostile against the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when we are traveling, when we are neighbors and all of that, we should try and apply the rule of being cordial, and we should be harmonious with them so that they will realize that we are the ummatis of rahmatul lil alameen. Going further, Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا. They will not spare anything to ruin you. In other words, they will do everything in their power to ruin you. We find even in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his khilafat, people would say to him that they are scribes, not even confidants. They are scribes who are people of great worth, and they have the ability to scribe down things. Why don't you employ them? Insofar as the governors are concerned, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had prohibited us from in this verse, in this ayat. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not even allow that to happen. Secondly, Allah ta'ala says, waddu ma anittum. They would yearn your suffering. They will have the desire that you suffer. They will look for every opportunity that you suffer. So on the one hand, they themselves will leave no stone unturned in seeing that you become ruined, and there will be this burning desire within themselves to see that you suffer. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Then الْبَغْضَاءُ, that is the emergence of enmity, will come out from their tongues. In other words, their hearts are so filled with evil and ill and enmity against you that it would come out on certain occasions, and then you will see it no matter how much they will try to filter it, no matter how much they will try to censor it, but you will have an idea when they speak out in error with regards to you, and the enmity will come out. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, even worse is this, وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. And what their hearts conceal is even greater. There is greater filth within their hearts. So they will never desire your good. They will never desire your progress. They will never desire the progress of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds the Aws and the Khazraj that that was a harmonious situation insofar as your social activities are concerned. So that could remain. There is no issue with regards to that. But do not take them as confidants. Do not take them as bosom friends, that you are going to now relate to them everything with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the plans of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the detriment of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala then concludes, قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Certainly we have clarified for you the verses so that you would understand, you would gain this wisdom. Many verses before, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Aws and the Khazraj that had come together and they hosted the Muhajirun, that bond of brotherhood that had developed between the Aws and the Khazraj. Then a person by the name of Shammas bin Qais could not see it, and that burning desire had come into him to destroy the love and that unity between the Aws and the Khazraj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now reveals that that was a reality that you had actually seen. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals this verse so that you may understand the context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals these verses, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies these issues. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.